there. Welcome to the How to Market Your Horse Business podcast. I'm so glad you're joining me here today. As you've likely guessed by now, my name is Denise Alvarez. I get the pleasure of hosting you here on the podcast. And before we dive into all the social media marketing goodness, I will briefly introduce myself just in case we are new friends. Now, as I said, my name is Denise, and through my business, Storm Lily Marketing, I get to help dream-chasing horse business owners like yourself to see clearly through the marketing overwhelm and create a cohesive plan for your social media, your website, and your email marketing that will help you to turn your online audience into your customers. I do that through Take the Reins, my one-on-one coaching program, as well as through website design and website copywriting, and then, of course, here on the podcast. I do each of these things because my heart truly is to help you as an equestrian entrepreneur to be out doing more of what you love to do. And so here on the podcast especially, you can expect a mix of step-by-step strategies, essential how-tos, and entrepreneurial mindset shifts that will help you not only see what's possible for your horse business, but I'm also here to guide you through that process and cheer you on so you can make it happen. And so today on the podcast, what I want to do is actually get very honest with you about some pitfalls that I experienced when first starting out in my own marketing business and how I had to adjust a few things, my mindset and my strategy specifically to fix them. I'm going to share with you what I was doing wrong, what I did to fix it, why it's been a game changer for me, meaning now I actually am booking clients online. And of course, along the way, I'm going to share with you plenty of practical and actionable things that you can apply in your own horse business, because I want to keep you from falling prey to these same pitfalls that I experienced, and so that you can actually use social media as a wonderful free online marketing tool that it is to build your horse business. Okay, so grab your notepads. If you're new here, I love to give you things to do. I love to help you take action. So that's why I'm saying grab that notepad, because I'm pretty sure you're going to have ideas that come to mind, and I want you to write it down and take action. All right, let's dive in. And today we are talking about booking your clients on social media, because this is a question that I hear very often inside of my free Facebook group, the How to Market Your Horse Business community. One of the questions when they come in is I ask, what challenges are you having in your marketing? And very often the answer to that is, what am I doing on social media that's not working because I can't get it to actually book clients for me? So that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, we're doing that actually through the lens of what I've learned in my own business. So I want to share a bit with that. Let me say that again. I want to share a bit about that with you so that as I do, you can see how I was getting social media wrong in the beginning of my business, what I had to change to get traction, and then, of course, how that applies to your horse business. And we're going to talk about why knowing your why is actually not enough. Now, you've heard me talk about how important it is to know why you're doing what you're doing, and I believe that to my core for every one of you. But knowing your why is not enough when it comes to marketing. There are some things that you need to understand and apply in your business if you actually want to use social media to book clients and customers online. All right, so let's dive in. Okay, let's talk about first, what did it look like in the beginning for me and my business when it was not working, when I was definitely not booking clients online using social media, all right? Now, this is not my full story. If you are interested at all in the backstory of Storm Lily Marketing and how actually I started out as Storm Lily Solutions and the evolution of that, you can go back to episode number 109 in my podcast, and you can just get there at stormlily.com/109. And I shared at length, or it's not super long, I promise, but I shared in brief the backstory of my business and some lessons learned along the way. But today is specific to what did it look like in the beginning when it came to social media. Now, I was creating content, which is something I encourage you all to do, right? I was creating valuable content for Storm Lily Solutions. So you notice it didn't even say marketing. So there was not clarity even in the business name yet. I was writing blog posts that were related to marketing because that's what I know and do. but it was for small businesses at large. It was not specifically for horse businesses, and it was not even more specifically for equestrian entrepreneurs. It was just helpful content in the realm of marketing, which, as you and I both know, is a dime a dozen when it comes to the online space. And then I was sharing that on social media. But I was not getting those connections with potential customers at all. I did not book one client using social media in the beginning of my business. Now, of course, I know, and I tell people this, starting out, you cannot just rely 100% on social media. You've got to be scrappy. And I was doing that as well. I was doing the cold calls. I had spreadsheets of people I was reaching out to. I was letting any previous connections I had know what I was doing. But at the end of the day, even that, to be honest, was not converting as well as it should have, which we'll talk about. But even just social media was not converting, right? And there should be at least some connections that you can make, even if you're starting out. And I help my coaching clients do that. So I know that to be true. So then it begets the question, what was I doing wrong? I was creating valuable content. I had a strong why. Now, again, if you've listened to any of my story, you know that one of my whys, I have two connected to the business. One of them is Storm Lily Ranch, which actually is the shirt I'm wearing. I'm super pumped. We just got apparel in last fall, and it's becoming more real. And this, friends, started as a dream 8-9 years ago. And that's the end goal. When I created the business, it was, I just need something to get me to that next point for Storm Lily Ranch, which will be a place for at-risk youth to experience the healing touch of Jesus through horses, being on the farm, all of those wonderful things that we know to be true, right? To be so helpful and beneficial, and that so many don't have an opportunity to do. I have such a heart for that. So I had a strong why. Okay, Storm Lily Ranch has been at the heart of Storm Lily Marketing or Storm Lily Solutions since the beginning. So what was I doing wrong? Well, let's think about what was my mindset. Okay, so often when it comes to marketing, we have to back up from the practical, actionable things and get into the mindset around our business and our mindset around social media. And for me at the time, well, I thought that I just needed to have a business that would serve people. I didn't think that I needed to, and I didn't want to, and I still don't want to, build this big agency that centered around Denise. I thought I could just center everything I had around valuable content and helping small businesses, and it didn't really need to be anything about me. And if I had a strong why, then I had enough to get me going, right? I don't need to be concerned about building a personal brand. They don't need to see my face on social as long as I'm providing helpful content. I can just post that content, call it good, and I don't really need to put myself out there, right? Now, I'm going to guess that some of you have had some of these similar thoughts and concerns. And some of it, yes, we'll talk about, can be imposter syndrome. And some of it is just, you don't see it as necessary. I didn't either. I thought I could really just build it as a business brand and it could be completely disconnected from me as a person because I had a strong why, right? And I'm not looking to build a marketing agency. I just want to help some small businesses throughout the year. It's not about me. It's about the business. That was my mindset. Now, I did not experience growth in that season, I will tell you. I'm going to share with you two specifically setbacks that I experienced, or two things I would actually better say, two things that held me back rather than setbacks, okay? Two things that held me back that I think may be holding you back in your equestrian business as well, as I have talked to many of you. And then we're going to dive into some ways that you can overcome that and make those changes, and you can benefit from the lessons I've learned along the way. All right. So, two of the things that were holding me back in that season, number one, audience and promise confusion. My audience was not clear. And I have talked to you all about that as a part of my story because in the beginning, it was just small businesses. There are millions. Millions of those, and I am one person. So I needed to be more clear on what is the business owner that I'm best equipped to help? Who is that person? Who am I serving? I was not clear on my audience. When I got clear, friends, hear me because this is so important. When I got clear on who I am best fit to serve, who it brought me joy to serve, how my skills could best help them in their marketing, when I decided horse businesses is where I'm headed, and then started to even dive deeper into that, that is when my business started to grow with social media. Now, when I say that, I am not telling you I amassed thousands of followers all over the place. Okay, that's not ever been my goal. My goal has been to turn my audience into my customers and connect with the right people who are right fit for my offers. And that is what started to happen with social media when I got very clear on who I am for and who I am best fit to serve, the problems they are having, and how I can create valuable content that meets them right where they are. That was why I started the How to Market Your Horse Business podcast, because I was very clear on that and it was a perfect fit. And it has been a beautiful way for me to connect with so many of you all and provide you with valuable content and then get those of you that are a right fit for my services, whether it's coaching or website design or website copywriting, then we were able to have that conversation. Then you were able to become my customers. But I had to first get clear on my audience. And before I did that, I was being held back. I didn't have clarity, and that was holding me back from what's possible using social media to book clients online. Now, the second thing that was holding me back that I've actually really never talked about, believe it or not, on the podcast or on any of my live trainings, is that I did not use my personal voice to create a connection with my audience or build a personal brand. Now, again, I didn't think that I needed to. I wasn't necessarily afraid, to be honest. I know some of you, you're saying, Denise, that freaks me out. I actually am afraid to show up online. I'm afraid to post my picture. I'm afraid to connect my name or my opinions or my voice to my brand. And I totally get that. And we'll address that in a few minutes, okay? But for me, honestly, I wasn't afraid, but I didn't see it as necessary. I felt like it was extra work and effort that I didn't need to do, really, because I just wanted to show up as a business. I thought I could just be the business. But I'm telling you, as a small business owner, that is not the case, all right? And I know imposter syndrome is a real thing, and I actually did experience that too. So I wasn't afraid necessarily to show my face until I started to challenge myself to do it. And then I realized, ooh, I'm putting myself out here as an expert on this realm, and I need to really kind of address some of these emotions that come along with that. And I get that. And that's something that I've coached many of my one-on-one coaching clients through as well. So that's a real deal. And it's good to push through that because otherwise you're going to be held back just as I was in the beginning of my business. But I'm telling you, when I fixed these two things, when I got very clear on my audience, and when I decided that I was going to embrace that people buy from people, and I'm a person, so I need to put myself out there, that is when I started to get traction and actually not only book clients and customers, but book clients and customers that were a right fit, that were the people that I wanted to work with and the people that I enjoyed working with because I had gotten clear on that. And so I fixed that with my audience. I fixed that with the personal voice connection and brand by creating the podcast, which allowed me to get in front and build that personal connection with you all by doing more showing up personally on social media and sharing a bit more about my story and why I'm an expert in the field and what I have learned along the way. And that has built connection and trust and helped me to build the brand. And help me especially to build connections with people that will turn into customers. Because I know as a small business owner, that's what's important to you. You're on social because you have a purpose and you're trying to build your business. And so that is why I'm sharing these things with you. All right. Okay. So how do we apply this to your business? You know, that's always my heart. I want to give you the information and then I want to help you to turn around and apply it to your own equestrian business. Okay. So these are the two things that I want you to walk away with that is going to help you to finally book your clients and customers on social media. Now, hear me. This is not a quick fix and that all of a sudden these things are just going to start pouring into your lap. Okay. I just want you to hear that it's a process. It does take work, but it does work. I promise you. All right. So number one, the first lesson I want you to apply is that clarifying your audience and your promise is a non-negotiable in your marketing. You have to know clearly who you are serving. It needs to be specific. And I don't want you to be afraid to narrow it down. Number one, because you're afraid people are going to say, she's not for me, or he's not for me, or that is not for me, because that is okay. It's actually a good thing. If they can clearly look at your website, if they can clearly look at your social, and they can go, yes, that sounds right. That sounds just like me. Or they can go, I don't think that person's for me. That's okay. And that means you're doing your job because you're very clear on who you are for. Okay. Now, also in this process of having your business, you are going to continue learning and refining your audience. Okay. So you may decide that it looks one way right now. And then in a couple of years, as you expand, as your offers expand, as your capacity expands, then you may refine that. But I don't want you to ignore this crucial step in creating marketing that's going to help you book clients and customers using social media. Here's the reality. If you are going to sell, and you are a business, so you're going to sell, then you need an audience of some kind. You may need an audience because of social media. You need to build your audience into your email list and connect with them there. You need to know where your audience is meeting in person and how you connect with them. There's so many ways that you can connect with your audience, but if you don't know who they are, you're going to miss out on those connection opportunities. Now, the next thing that I want you to learn and take away right here is owning your voice, owning yourself in the equation of your business, okay? You may not need to build a separate profile just for you. You'll notice I have not done that as well. Some people do. Some people will have their business profile and their personal profile and, you know, kind of separate that content. But what I want you to know is that even if you do that on your business side, as a small business, showing your face is going to be important. Building that trust is going to be important. And as I said, I know that it can be scary to show up on social media. I know it can be scary to own your voice. I know it can be scary to post a picture or a video. And I get it. And I want to encourage you to do it in a way that works for you. That again is something I talk about in my one-on-one coaching program with my clients because we are all in different places. We all have different personalities. We all have different comfort levels and even desires of what we want to show and put out into the world. And so it's important for you to do it in a way that fits with you. It feels authentic to you, but still allows your audience to feel like they're getting to know you on a personal level. Now, here's an example of that, okay? You may remember when Reels first started out, there was a lot of dancing. Lots of people were dancing to try to get those views. And if you go back and look at my Reels, you are not going to see me dancing one time. But that doesn't mean I ignored the fact that Reels were effective. And it doesn't mean I didn't show up, but I wanted to show up as myself and what felt real and authentic for me. And so teaching you all, providing value, giving you insights on what I am learning and how it applies to your business, that's real and authentic for me. Sharing with you, like I just did in a podcast episode, what I'm learning through a jumping clinic and how that applies to your equestrian business, that's real for me. And so that's how I show up. So I want to encourage you the same. You can choose to show up on social in a way that fits you, your business, your brand, your style, what's authentic to you, okay? You do not have to copy what everyone else is doing in order to be effective. So I want to encourage you to do it, but do it in a way that feels good to you, all right? Now, in that same line, I have one more very important thing to remind you of. If you're still saying, Denise, I'm not convinced. I really don't think that I need to be showing my face. Let me just remind you that people buy from people. I promise you, that is how it works. There is a reason that even big name brands you will see work with individuals that have influence. Yes, influencers, but also just big names and different disciplines that they invite to be in their ads. Because when you see that person, it builds trust because you have a trust in that person. You naturally trust the brand, right? That's why they do it because we buy from people. And so that's why it's so important in your business that you have that human aspect, okay? That you have yourself in there as that person to build that trust. So as you are marketing your horse business online, I want you to learn to embrace your personal voice and to make those personal connections with people that are going to become your customers, all right? So those are two solid takeaways that I have for you that I want you to begin applying in your equestrian business and see how that changes how you approach social media and how it changes the way that you get people to turn from being followers and audiences into your actual customers, okay? Because if you do what I did and you start creating content on social media before you even know who you're trying to reach, and before you are really clear on who you're for, then it's very likely going to fall very flat, even if you have a strong why, even if you're incorporating your voice and your personal touch into your content. If you skip the first step, then you are going to diminish the possible return of the second. Okay, so there is an order to this process. There's a reason I shared with you about your audience before the personal brand. There's an order to the process of marketing. And that's why I created my Saddle Up and Go framework that I take my one-on-one coaching clients through. And we go step by step through the process so I can help you to not just get a handle on marketing your equestrian business, but to truly create a strategy and a core messaging so that you know not only what you're posting on social, but what days you're going to post on, what that topic is going to be, and how it relates to the buyer's journey for your audience to get them from being aware of you all the way to becoming your customer. We do all of those things inside of Take the Reins, my one-on-one coaching program. And so if that is something, as I've been talking and you're thinking, I could benefit from that. I can see how I need to get really clear on my audience, but I need somebody's help in that process. I need to really figure out what does email marketing look for me and how does it fit in the entire picture of my marketing strategy. That is what we do inside of Take the Reins. Now, of course, you can take action with what you've learned here on the podcast, but if you're ready to go deeper and Take the Reins sounds like it may be a fit for you, then head on over to stormlily.com/reins and you can learn more about what's included in the program. And there's even a checklist to help you see if it's right for you or not. And if not, that's absolutely okay. But if it is, then I invite you to apply so we can chat, talk more about your horse business goals and how having a cohesive strategy around your marketing and a plan in place and some accountability to help you make it happen can really help you to smash your goals and get closer to making your dreams happen for your horse business. So again, you can head to stormlily.com/reins for that, but I also invite you to head over to stormlily.com/131 for episode 131. And there you will get the highlights of today's episode. So if you were listening at a place that you couldn't take notes, whether you were mucking out the stalls, which I know many of you do, or maybe you were driving or just multitasking because many of us do that, then head over to stormlily.com/131. I've got the highlights of the episode there for you, as well as any links for what I have mentioned, including, of course, Take the Reins. All right. And if this episode was helpful to you, I do have a favor, friend. Will you let me know? Tag me on social, share the podcast, send it to your friends, because as you do that, you are helping, of course, Apple Podcasts and all the places know that this is a podcast that is helping equestrian entrepreneurs, so it will share it with more of those types of people, because my heart truly is to help you do more of what you love. And so as you share that, I can help even more of you. And of course, if you have questions, please always reach out, connect with me on social media. I am at Storm Lily Marketing, both on Instagram and Facebook, or of course, jump on my email list and we can connect there. All right. Thank you so much for joining me on this podcast today. I hope that you are walking away with some practical and actionable steps to help you use social media for your equestrian business. Have an amazing day and I'll see you back soon.